Okay, good morning everyone and a good Chodesh, and thank you for joining. Welcome back to Mashiach and Geula class. 2 weeks ago, last week we didn't have a class, regretfully, but 2 weeks ago we were learning about Lot and Avram. And the inner story of Lot and Avram. So we find over here that there is a little bit of a skirmish, a conflict that happens between the shepherds of Lot and the shepherds of Avram. And what is the significance of this happening mamish right after Avram Avinu comes out from Mitzrayim? So last week I want to review the last nakuda, the last thing that we learned, because I thought it was extremely special. And it will also help us understand a little better what we're learning today. So in our last class, we had discussed that when Avram went down to Mitzrayim, that was really, in a nutshell, the entire Golus. And when Avram came out of Mitzrayim, that is the Geula. Avram is accomplishing. He was a trailblazer. And he, in a little microcosm, accomplished that which was going to be accomplished later in the macro throughout all the generations. So when Avram was coming out of Mitzrayim, that's when he was bringing back all the sparks of holiness, which is really related to the avodah of Yidden that Yidden have to do throughout our exile, in which we too have to extract that which is in Galus. And we know that all the Galus are called Mitzrayim, Hashem Shematzirim Li Yisrael, because they cause constrictions, you know, that the time of Bein HaMetzarim, it's Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, which is the month in which the Bein HaMetzarim begin. Metzarim means a squeeze. Hopefully this year it's going to be already Anani Bamerchav, but from the Metzar we're going to come to Lamerchav, to the broadness. So Mitzrayim, so all Galus are related to Mitzrayim. We go into the squeeze in order to find the great treasures that are buried in the darkest places, and that we can elevate that and make for Hashem adira b'tachtayinim through elevating all the sparks of holiness, accumulating everything to Kedusha. So when Avram was coming out of Mitzrayim, he was coming out with the wealth of nations, which later was going to translate with the Yidden coming out of Mitzrayim with their wealth, and eventually with all the Jewish people coming out of the global Mitzrayim when the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu. Part of the sparks of holiness that were buried in the Klippa is also great neshamas, neshamas of tzaddikim. As it says, that the reason why Yidden go to Galus is Kedei Sheyataisvu Aleihem Gerim, so that we should get Gerim. And the Arizal says that Gerim, in the broader sense, doesn't only mean literal converts. Gerim means all sparks of holiness, including converts. So we know that the converts are high neshamas. So included in these, in this was the neshama, the greatest neshama, neshama of Mashiach Tzidkenu, which was elevated by Avram Avinu when they came out of Mitzrayim. But it wasn't, it was a partial elevation. Avram didn't really get that spark because it wasn't ready yet to be, as we spoke last week, it wasn't yet ready to be assimilated into Kedusha. It still needed purging, cleansing, purification. The higher the soul, the deeper and the thicker is the klipa that is attached to it. So the most purest and brightest diamond of a neshamim, neshamim of Mashiach Tzidkenu, and of David HaMelech, is going to have to go through more purification. So instead of Avram picking up that soul, it was elevated by Avram's nephew, which is Lot. And he's coming with that. That's why it says that V'gam l'Lot, ha'olech el Avram, that also Lot that was coming with Avram, ha'yitzayinu bakar, had sheep and cattle, va'olim, and he had tents. And Chazal tell us these tents are referring to the two tents, Rus HaMo'iviyah, the Moabite Rus, V'nama HaMoines. This is the second neshama that they've extracted. And then the Pasuk says, is Gevaldik from the Bnei Yisachar, V'leinasa Oysa Ma'aretz L'Sheves Yachtov, that at this moment, it would have been a moment, it would have been such an opportune time for Avram Avinu to take Mashiach's neshama, which is now contained in Lot, as Lot now has it in his baggage, so to speak, this great neshama that he's carrying within, in his valise. And it would have been good if Avram and Lot could have kind of joined together, but, and then they would have, he would have elevated this spark back into the Shechinah, Aretz, we spoke last week, Aretz is the Shechina. The Shechina is called Aretz, but the Pasuk is saying, the Shechina was not able to elevate them, meaning to say, Losheves Yachtov, that Avram and Lot should sit together, which means that Lot's deposit, rich deposit of godliness and holiness of this powerful neshama that he has, was not able yet to be absorbed in the Aretz and the Shechina through being together with Avram. And as we mentioned last week, why would I think that they should sit together? So the pasuk continues, Ki hayu rechusham rav, because their wealth, their estate, was a lot. And it says rechusham, their estate, meaning both Avram and Lot. Avram had all these sparks of holiness that he retrieved from Mitzrayim, but Lot also had a major wealth. And more meduyak, we mentioned last week, the word rechusham is the gematria of the word chesed and malchus together. Because their combined wealth, Avram is chesed and Lot is malchus. Had they been able to come together, we would have had the wealth of chesed and malchus coming together, and we would have had Moshiach Tzidkenu. But v'layachlu l'sheves yachtav, they couldn't come together again. We mentioned last week, it's chesed and malchus, providing that chesed and malchus together would become out two more than rechusham. So you have to have, in the gematrias, I just want to be accurate with the gematrias, you do from the word chesed minus one, and from the word malchus also minus one, because that's for whatever reason. But there's another nakuda that I didn't mention last week. They were still in a state of, it says rechusham rav, their rechush was many. What it means is, they were still in a state of many. Meaning the whole idea of the sparks of holiness before their tikkun, before they're elevated, before they're in a state of kedusha. Kedusha is a world of achdus. Kedusha is a world of unity. Kedusha is a world of oneness. And over here, there was still rav. Rav meaning there were still many. It means there was still a rishus harabim. It was still scattered. It was still they were still in a fragmented state. Lot, at least. Avram was not, but Lot was. And it wasn't in a state yet of a complete tikkun. And that's what it says, v'layachlu l'sheves yachtov, they couldn't sit together. And I mentioned last week that this avoida of for Avram to elevate Lot and the Lot and Lot's neshama of Moshiach Tzidkenu that he had within him, that for whatever reason, as we mentioned earlier, is still going to have to go through another tikkun, going through the nations of Amon and Moav, which we had spoken about in earlier classes, are the darkest klipas around, the darkest klipas. As we spoke, that's why they're a nation that can never join the Jewish people. It's born from a father and a daughter. It's a masculine klipa. There is no female over there at all. It is a very, very potent and powerful klipa that we spoke about in the earlier classes. But for and that neshama has its time when it needs to come into the Aretz, when it needs to join the Shechina, and that is in David, in Rus, many years later through Rus, and then eventually David HaMelech, everybody coming back. Now this avoida of Avram being able to lift up Lot is hinted to in the name, in the Rosh HaTevis of the word, Yachlu Losheves Yachtav. It says, V'lo Yachlu, they couldn't sit together. Yachlu l'sheves yachtov is Rosh HaTevis, Yud Lamed Yud. Yud Lamed Yud spells Yeli, Yud Lamed Yud, which according to Kabbalah is one of the names of the Shem of 72. I'm going to give a little bit an introduction in this Indian because it's just important to know. The Yud Kei Vav Kei of Hashem's name has different gematrias if we count the Miloi, which means generally everybody's familiar that the tetragrammaton, the Yud Kei Vav Kei, is gematria 26. But if you fill in the hidden letters in the Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is Yud, is not just Yud, but Yud is Yud Vav Dalet, Yud, and the same as Hey, you put in the hidden letters, then you get to a different gematria. How much? Well, depends which ICIs you fill in Yud Kei Vav Kei. You can fill Yud Kei Vav Kei with Alephs, called Miloy Alfin. You can fill the Yud Kei Vav Kei, mainly the Hays, also the Vav sometimes a difference. We're not going to get into all of that now. You can fill the Yud Kei Vav Kei with with a aleph, with a hey, or with a yud. Depending on those, on how you fill it, you'll get different gematrias. The highest one possible is called the shame of 72. That's when you fill the yud kei vav kei with yudin. When you fill it with yuds, then it becomes shame ayin beis. So in the shame ayin beis, which is 72, now in addition to it being the number 72 relating to the yud kei vav kei itself, it is also connected to the name 72 actually has letters to it, and it 72 letters. See, what I just mentioned is the number 72 connected to Yud Kei Vav Kei. But in Kabbalah, it is described, it's not only in Kabbalah, it's actually brought down in Rashi and Masechet Shabbos and in other places, that it is also related to the words. There is a combination of 72 words. It's very, very interesting. 72 words that make up the shame of 72. What are those words? Well, those words are related to three psukim mentioned, not over here in Lech Lecha, but mentioned in part by the splitting of the sea. Before the Kriyas Yamsuf, there are three psukim. Vayisa, Vayavoy, Vayet. Talking about Vayet Moishas Yadoy, there's three psukim in Rabbeinu Bachaya, the Balaturim, I think. And others point out that if you're going to count the letters of those three psukim, you're going to find there are 72 letters. It's amazing. Three consecutive psukim with 72 letters in each pasuk. And the way... Good. So you have 3 times 72. And then what you have to do is, in order to know what... If you want to know what the shame 72 is, yeah, you take the first pasuk. I don't have the Sefer Shemais in front of me right now. And the first pasuk goes straight. That means you lay out the letters, and the way you would do it is you would write the letters out in a row, not writing words, just writing the letters. For example, if the first word is Vayisa, Vayisa, okay, and it traveled. So you would take the Vav, beneath it put the Yud, beneath it put the Samach, and beneath it put the Ayin. So you're putting it... going down, vertically down, Vayisa. And then the next word is Amud. You would put Ayin Mem Vav Dalet in a row going down. Then you would take the next Pasuk, which is the Pasuk Vayisa. The next one is Vayavoy. But this Pasuk, you're going to flip the entire Pasuk upside down, which means you're going to start from the last letter and make a second row going down next to the word, next to the previous Pasuk. Side by side, you're going to put these letters going down, but this pasuk is going backwards. And then you're going to go to the third pasuk, and you're going to make a third column of letters going down. Okay, you're doing them all vertically. And again, 72 letters. But the third pasuk is again straight, not upside down. So what you're really having now is three columns of letters going down, and you'll have words spelled out side by side. So those 72 words, those are the words of Hashem's highest name, of the Shem Ayin Beis. That's just for the information. One of those combinations spell out the word is Yud Lamed Yud. I don't know which one, which if it's the first, second, third, fourth, but one of the 72 down is Yud Lamed Yud, which according to Kabbalah, is the name that is used for Somech Noiflim. Every name has a certain power of Hashem. The name to lift up those that have fallen is Yud Lamed Yud. So, and it's hinted to, it says in the Gemara that when someone, the Gemara says that when someone fell down, the Gemara says, Yahiv Le Yadei, he gave him his hand, Va'oikmei, and he picked him up. So the word Yahiv Le Yadei, see everything in the Gemara, everything Chazal say is full of mystical secrets. So the word Yahiv Le Yadei, he gave him his hand, is Rosh HaTevis Yud Lamed Yud, which means he gave him his hand to pick him up. It's like a person is on the floor, you stretch out your hand to lift him up. So it's again the Rosh HaTevis Yeli. So now the pasuk is hinting to that shame Yeli over here too, but it's saying V'lo yachlu l'shevis yachdav. Avram couldn't use the Yeli to lift up the neshama of Mashiach yet, because the time wasn't here yet. Okay, this is what we had mentioned last time. But this is the closest moment for Mashiach to come so far in the history of the Torah, of the world. Because you have already Avram Avinu. In a sense, he went out of Mitzrayim already. He's ready to complete the Tikkun HaShalem and to take with him Loitz Neshama. But the Eibishter said, we're not ready now. It's not ready. Okay, since the time didn't happen, so something that is going, what happens instead is Rachmana Litzlan, something that is antithetical to Mashiach, to what Mashiach is all about, becomes evident and becomes present or mixes in at this very, very powerful moment. And what is that? So the next pasuk says, here this is really, really fascinating things. It says, Vayehi Riv, there was a quarrel. There was a quarrel between Avram and Loit, Bein Royem Mikna Avram, between the shepherds of the cattle of Avram, or Bein Royem Mikne Loit, and between the shepherds of the cattle of Loit. Okay, simply it's a fight. Now, that already is the quarrel is already antithetical to Mashiach. Because Mashiach is going to come, there's going to be shalom and peace in the world. There's going to be such a powerful peace in the world. It's going to be world peace amongst nations. And there's even going to be peace amongst the animals. As we know, that the lion and the lamb, and everybody's going to live together. So peace is going to be, it's going to be sim shalom tayvo v'racha, chayim chayim v'chesed, as it says in Parshas Bechukosai, v'nosati shalom ba'aretz, peace in the land. Eliyahu HaNavi is only coming, as it says, to bring peace into the world. Mashiach Tzidkenu, it's all about the ultimate resolving of all conflicts. So obviously, this week is Parshas Korach, which is all about Korach wanted machloikis, which is an Inyan that comes out at the beginning of the month of Tammuz, which Tammuz we know is a time of destruction. So it's a time of we have to work on sinas chinam and on repairing the conflict. So it says, Vayehi Riv. So here there was a conflict between the Roya Mikne Avram and Roya Mikne Loit. Okay, that's how Pipashtis. But why did the quarrel come right now? The quarrel came because we're so close to a Mashiach moment, so this evokes the klipa that's antithetical to Mashiach. But watch this amazing thing. In Kabbalah Svarim, brought down, I looked it up before, I saw it in the B'nai Yisachar, and not in the Sefer B'nai Yisachar, but in Igra the Kala. And again, I'm taking this from, I don't want to sound like Mr. Know-It-All over here, I don't. I am using really the Yalkut Moshiach Geula from that was put together by Rabbi what's his name? I feel so thankful for him for doing this. The one that pulled it all together was Rabbi Dubov. Yeah. So he brings, you know, he's, it's a mamash a treasure, but if you have to sit down and learn it well, because you're just skimming it, it's not gonna work. So he brings from the Igra Dakala, which again is a sefer from the B'nai Yisachar. And so he points out, and he brings it from earlier, from the earlier Mekubalim. So today's days, and you see how it's Mashiach Tzidkenu, mamash, Mashiach's days. You have literally the entire Torah in front of you all day long. So all I did was, I put in mamash a search for a Kabbalistic name of Hashem, which I'm going to mention in a moment. If you have Hebrew, a search, if you can type in Hebrew, I put in the word Hashem Kedat. I'll tell you in a minute what that is. Tav Chav Dalet Kedat, or that's the way it is, Hashem Kedat. And it brought me a treasure of mamash. I was able to click from HebrewSvarim.org. I had pages of Kabbalah talking about this mamish idea. So you see, mamishits, we're living in a world that knowledge is to every single person at their fingertips. We just have to use use all these godly devices, all this technology for the right things. So it says like this. Here's an amazing thing. It says from Reb Shamshon Ostropoli, who was from the great, great Mekubalim, and he says a story. And I made a very interesting story. The Gemara says this story. The Gemara says that Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, who was, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos about him, that if all the Chachamim would be on one side of the scale, and Rabbi Elazar ben Arach would be on the other side, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says about his five students, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach would outweigh everybody. So we can imagine who Rabbi Elazar ben Arach was. So it says that Rabbi Elazar ben Arach once went for vacation. And he needed a vacation. Every person needs a vacation. And he went to a place where the Aseres HaShvatim used to live. And then we know that the Aseres HaShvatim, the Chazal say, the reason why they became so sinful was because their Gashmias was very, very good. They had a very, 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 very rich land, and they were really living it up. Wine and resorts and spas and everything else. They were living a very rich life. And that's what, you know, coarsened their hearts and turned them away from Hashem. So it says that Rabbi Elazar ben Arach once came to their lands, and he arrived to their resort, and he stayed over there for a little while. So he was using the spas, he needed it for healing, whatever, and maybe eating finer foods. So it says that when he came back, he got an aliyah. And the aliyah was Parshas HaChodesh HaZelochem. HaChodesh HaZelochem, today is Rosh Chodesh, which talks about the mitzvah of setting the new moon, HaChodesh HaZelochem, which Rashi says HaChodesh HaZelochem is the beginning of Torah. Torah really should have began with the first mitzvah, which is HaChodesh HaZelochem. But he made a terrible mistake. In those days, the one that had the aliyah would also be the one who would lane. Today's days, you call someone up and you have a balkare, but in those days, the one that had the aliyah would lane. So instead of reading the words HaChodesh HaZelochem, the words came out of his mouth mispronounced. So he changed from the word HaChodesh, he changed and he said HaCharash. He changed the Dalit for a Resh. HaCharash. Instead of the word Hazeh, he changed it and it came out the word Haya, a Yud. The Zion was switched to a Yud. Instead of the word Lachem, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, it came out to a Beis, Libam, which means HaCharash Haya Libam. Their hearts became clogged, stuffed and clogged. So simply, what is the Gemara telling us? That a person has to be very careful with indulgence. When a person allows himself to fall into Gashmias, even if it's kosher, a person has to know that it always comes at a price of one's spiritual sensitivities. That you can't have, like the Chaybos Alava says, a person can't have a love, two loves in his heart in the one time. The love for this world and the love for spirituality and holiness and godliness. Yeah, it's either or. So he spent a little time not pursuing his learning, his davening, his avodas Hashem, allowed himself a little bit. Of course, we understand, lefi erech his tzitkis, of who he was, it was considered a nefila, was considered a fall. So instead of HaChodesh HaZelochem, what does that mean? Let's understand what the meaning is. HaChodesh HaZelochem is the beginning of all godly revelation. It's HaChodesh HaZelochem, Hashem is saying to you, I'm giving new light, new chidush, new light. It has to do with the chidush halavana. It has to do with Mashiach Tzidkenu, Yidden count to the moon. It has to do with the chidush that Yidden accomplished through all of our avoda. We do something chadash to the world. We bring new light into the world, and to ultimately the revelation of Mashiach Tzidkenu. Instead of HaChodesh HaZelochem, it was replaced with HaCharash HaYalibam. Their hearts became clogged and impossible to receive the light. That's the simple story. Well, he asks the question, Reb Shamshon of Ostropola. He says, again, I think he lived somewhere in the 1600s, the early, early Mekubalim, the great, great, greatest. And he asked the question, why Dafka did he switch these words? And why did he switch these letters? Chodesh HaZeh Lachem, with these letters. So he says, if you look carefully, the words that he replaced, instead of the Dalet, he put in a Resh. Instead of the Zayin, he put in a Yud. And instead of the chaf, he put in a beis. So he put in a resh, a yud, and a beis. Resh, yud, beis is the same word as riv. Riv means a quarrel. So he says, what really happened over here is the klipa called riv entered into Rabbi Elazar ben Arach's heart. The klipa, he says, there's a klipa. That's called riv, quarrel. It's a very dangerous klipa. This is the main klipa that stands against Moshiach Tzidkenu. It's the klipa of quarreling. And it's called Riv. And it got into Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, and he says, this klipa makes a person forget their learning. It's a klipa that it brings shikha. Alter Rebbe brings many times that shikha comes, forgetfulness comes from the klipa. Right? It's this klipa called Riv that causes a quarrel. And sometimes the quarrel doesn't necessarily have to mean between people. A quarrel can be within a person himself, within a person's own intellect, within a person's own mind. There's a certain unsettling, there's a person disturbance, which causes like tension and a lack of, like things don't settle down in a way that you can absorb it and retain it. And that's the Riv, okay? So there's a klipa called Riv. And that's what entered into HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, which you will say. Now, okay, this is just a, remember, so there's this klipa called Riv. This is the, now, why is it an antithesis to Mashiach? Mashiach ben David, okay? The word Mashiach ben David, everybody knows the gematria of Mashiach is 258. Mashiach ben David is gematria 424. 424. Which is the shame, the name of Hashem called Kadat. Chaf, Dalet, Taf. Why is that that name? I don't know where that name comes from. Is this name one of the names of the 72 letters? I'm not sure. I don't know. But the name Kadat, which that I didn't do enough research to find where the name Kadat comes from. Moshiach ben David is gematria 424. And on Moshiach ben David's forehead, okay, everybody follow. I know it's a little Kabbalistic and a little remez. And today's class is going to be kulei remez, okay, but it's geshmak en yanim. That on Moshiach ben David's forehead, as Reb Shamshon Bastropoli says this, okay, we trust him, is chakuk, is engraved the name Kadat. Chav Taf, Taf Chav Dalet, 424, which is makes sense. It's his gematria of his name. And this Kadat name, this is the antidote against this klipa called Riv. So it's either or. Either you have Kadat, or you have this klipa called Riv. Now, the words HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, if you read it correctly, not if you don't mess up the Dalid from HaChodesh, if you don't let the Riv come in, if you leave HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem as HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem is, without messing it up, without the Riv getting in the way, the gematria of HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem is 424. The same gematria as Moshiach ben David, which makes perfect sense, because Moshiach, when Hashem says HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, Hashem is talking about Geula, and what's the ultimate Geula? Moshiach ben David. That's 424, which is the opposite of Riv. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, as soon as he disconnected from, in that little minor way, from HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, the klipa Riv got in, and that stands in the way of this Kadat. And what's the interesting thing is, Kadat, which is 424, is double Riv. Riv is 212. So Riv, which is 212, two times Riv is 424. So you see, the power of Mashiach ben David is twice the power of why double? I'm not exactly sure, but that's what he says. Okay? So this is that klipa called Riv. Now, another interesting thing is that just when this the B'nai Sascha doesn't bring over here, I just want to add it. In this Sefer HaKabbalah, which he speaks about this power called Riv, this klipa called Riv, every mazik, every demon, every satanic force, which is the force of Riv, has its agents. Like we know that in every machloikis, in every quarrel, there is the person who is making the quarrel, like Kairach, for instance, this week. And then we have all the people who help them along, like Dasan and Aviram, and others, Ein Ben Peles, you know, those who got involved, and they like to embellish the Riv. These are the armies. And for whatever reason, I don't know why, he says that the armies, the chayolos of this, oops,
provided by FreeConferenceCall.com. Please enter your access code followed by the pound or hash sign. Please re-enter your access code followed by the pound or hash sign. If you are the host, press star now. Otherwise, please wait and you'll be joined into the conference. Please wait.
Hello, sorry, I just realized I fell out, but I'm back again. So, yeah, I'm here. I for some reason, I got disconnected, so I'm here. Okay, I'm here. I hope everybody's still in there. Okay, so now, the number he says associated with this, with these agents, is Tuf Resh Hey, 605. That's how many agents are the number. Okay, he says, so now take the gematria, interesting. If you take the word Riv, 212 plus 605 is the gematria of 817. No, 605 is the word, the gematria of Aderes. We're talking about, it says by when Esav was born, it says he was Kuloi Ka'aderes Se'ar. Okay, so this is part of Esav's klipa that stands against Yaakov. Aderes is 605. So it's this Aderes that Esav has, which is which is a force of klipa that is associated with the Riv. Together they form a war against Mashiach. Okay, this is just a side note. I'm just showing that this klipa, you know, he exists, and it's related to Esav, it's related to... It's interesting when Yehuda has a child. You know, Yehuda is the one who's destined to be the father of Mashiach. So when Yehuda has a child, he has first two children. His oldest son, his name is Er, and his second son, his name is Onan. So the pasuk says that. Just give me one second. The pasuk says that Vayehi Er Bechor Yehuda, Er, the firstborn of Yehuda, was Ra Beinei Hashem. He was bad in the eyes of Hashem. So he brings that Ra Beinei Hashem, Rashatavis. Ra Beinei Hashem, Rashatavis Riv, because in the oldest son of Yehuda, who was the Bechor. As we said before, that, right? So he, L'chayra, should have the neshama of Mashiach Tzidkenu, and he should bring about the Giyula, but the Riv got involved. That's why Ra B'Einei Hashem is Rosh Hatavis Riv, and it stopped him, and he did Avera, and he died. And then the second son, Oinon, but you see the Riv stuck its nose in exactly at that point. Once we have this idea, okay? Once we have this idea, so now let's see what's going on over here. Here we're talking about Avram Avinu wants to make peace with Lot, which, as we spoke earlier, is about this tikkun, this unification, and bringing about the elevation of Mashiach ben David's neshama, and bringing it, right? So what happens? It's exactly at this moment that the Riv got involved. Vayhi Riv, moves in, the quarrel moves in between the shepherds of Avram and the shepherds of Lot. And it causes a fight between the two. It's interesting, he brings that the words Roye, the shepherds, is referring to the Moichen, to the minds, because the mind of a person, the Pekeches HaSeichel, the powers of the intelligence, are called a person's shepherds, because they lead a person, they nurture a person. We know the Midas are nurtured by the Moichen. So what it means is that there was a Riv, that this Riv affected Avram Avinu as well. in Avram's Moichen, we said before, it caused us to forget. It caused a confusion in Avram's mind, and it caused the confusion, of course, in Lot, because the Riv got involved at this point. So what does Avram say to Lot? Vayomer Avram el Lot. So now Avram says to Lot, and Avram is talking in a very calm voice, because Avram wants to do whatever he can to fight this Riv. Riv is trying to make a quarrel. Riv means a quarrel. So Avram says to Lot, Al na tia meriva b'nei u'b'necha. Let there not be a quarrel between me and you. Okay? Al na tehi meriva. There should not be a quarrel between me and you, and between my shepherds and your shepherds. Now Avram uses the word meriva, which is the word riv. See the word riv? But the word riv stands in between mem and hey. Meriva. Mem and hey, with the word riv inside. What is Avram hinting to? So here's the thing. Mashiach Tzidkenu is the ultimate, who we said earlier, Mashiach ben David, Gematria, Chav, the shame, Tav, Chav, Dalet, 424, which is on his forehead, which is the power to negate this riv. Mashiach Tzidkenu, we know, is the ultimate human being, the ultimate Adam. That's why Adam Arishain, the letters of his name spell Adam, David, Mashiach. Mashiach is the ultimate human being. And remember, we spoke when Hashem created Adam on Friday, who was Hashem really making? He was making the one who was going to come, Be'elaf Hashishi. Who's going to come, Be'elaf Hashishi? Friday is going to come, Mashiach Tzidkenu, that's his reign. So Adam is really Mashiach. Now, we learned this many times. Adam is Gematria 45. When a person has the Adam on his face, right, there is no Meriva, right? Meriva, it's actually an interesting idea. It says that when a person gets angry, when you get angry, when you have Kas, that's when the Riv gets into you and it causes big fights, okay? But as long as a person doesn't, because he loses his Tzelem Adam, his Adam that's on his face. So what Avram is telling him, don't let the riv get into between the other two letters is ma, mem, hey. In other words, don't let the riv sneak its way in between the mem and the hey and stop the Adam from over here. Stop your human Adam that's supposed to be over here by the riv getting in the way. Don't let that happen. He's telling it to Lot, because Lot is also connected to Adam, because as we spoke in a previous class, Lot himself is also Gematria Adam. Lot is Lamed Vav Tes, is Mamish Gematria 45. Lamed is 30, Tes is 9, plus 6, 45. Lot is Gematria Adam. But Lot also means a curse, because Lot is, after Mashiach comes, Lot's Neshama is related to Mashiach Tzidkenu. But at this point, he was still a curse. So Avram is telling him, you have the Adam inside of you, you have the Ma. You have the bittel, ma'as bittel, the opposite of quarreling. Quarreling comes when there is no bittel. So this is the opposite of the quarrel. So don't let the riv destroy the ma that's inside, in the side of us. Because Avram was feeling that this is happening over here. But Hashem's whatever, Rabbi Smachshava is belev ish, v'atzas Hashem usakim. It was not the time yet. So a riv did break out between Mikna Avram and Mikna Lot, and it brought about this this problem over here, which is interesting that we're going to learn about it soon. That with Moshe Rabbeinu also, we know the power of Ma, and we know that the Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't go into Eretz Yisrael because of a situation called Mei Meriva. Also, you got the riv. Al Riv B'nei Yisrael, the Riv got in its way over there. I'm sure when we will get there, that will be discussed. But this is the situation. What does this tell us? Just B'negeya to B'poyel Mamish. How careful we need to be, especially as we're standing Erev Ha'Geula Mamish, to run away from a Riv as far as we can. Because even, you know, when we feel it's so justified, but Sof Kol Sof Riv is a situation that stands in direct opposition to Mashiach Tzidkenu. And with the power of Mashiach Tzidkenu, we resolve the rivais, That there shouldn't be a riv. Interesting. I mean, I don't have really. I mean, I want to. There's a lot to say more, but I don't want to go into it because it's not. It would be a long discussion, and we don't have that much time today. But as we will see, Bezus Hashem, in the next class, Avram tells Lot, there shouldn't be a fight between me and you. Halakala aretz lefanecha, all the land is before you. He parted no me alai, separate from me. Imasmoil v'yamina, if you will go to the left, I will go to the right. Imayamin, if I will go to the right, v'asmeila, and you will go to the left. What Avram was really telling Lot is that you want to, like, we know the simple story was that Lot was upset that he wanted to take Eretz Yisrael already. Avram was saying to Lot, well, you are Mashiach Tzedkenu. You don't realize you have Mashiach's neshama inside of you. And therefore, halekala aretz lefanecha, you are one day going to take the entire land. It's all there for you. Halekala aretz lefanecha. The whole Eretz Yisrael is yours. You're the Moshel, you're the ruler. When is that going to happen? By the time of Hiparid na me'alai. In the time when you separate from me, what does it mean? Hiparid? Hiparid is Merames Terus, Hamoyavia, who says to Naomi, if you remember in Megillas Rus, she says, I will never separate from you. Rak hamaves yafrid beini ibeinecha. Only death will separate between me and you. So that's why Avram Avinu is using the words hipared na me'alai, saying that when the time of that statement of pirud, of separating, and why the separation it happens by death, and how that can be understood in a positive note, we're going to leave that for next week. And the idea that he tells him, if to the left, I will go to the right, and if to the right, I will go to the left, I'm just going to say something very briefly, and hopefully next week we can elaborate on it. And that is that the Medrash in Tehillim says a phenomenal thing. It says on a pasuk in Tehillim where it says, La Adoini Shev Li Yamini. Give me a second. The pasuk says, here. on the pasuk, Ne'um Hashem La Adoini Shev Li Yamini. Sit to my right side. The Medrash says like this, Amar Reb Yudin Bershem Rab Ada Bar Chanina. Reb Yudin says in the name of Rab Ada Bar Chanina, La Asid, when Mashiach comes, Moshe V'Kadosh Baruch Hu L'melech HaMashiach, Hashem is going to put Mashiach L'yaminoi to his right hand, V'Avram L'smoiloi, and Hashem is going to put Avram Avinu to his left, on his left side. Okay, Mashiach is going to be on the right side of Hashem, and Avram Avinu is going to be on the left side. Upnei Avram miskarkamois, and Avram's face is going to become very ashamed. He's become very red or embarrassed or ashamed. Va'omer, and he's going to say, Ben Bini Yoshev Liyamin, my grandson, my enakel, sits to the right. Vanilo Smoil, and I'm sitting to the left. Vakadosh Baruch Hu Mefaisa, and Hashem carms Avram Avinu, and he says to him, Ben Bincha Biyamin Shali, your grandson is on my right side. But I am to your right side. Don't look at yourself as you're being on my left. I am to your right side. Okay? That's what Hashem will comfort Avram, and we'll discuss the meaning of this Bez Hashem next week. But this is what, you see what I'm just trying to show, that when you're reading a discussion in the Chumash, you realize there's a lot going on over here. Avram is telling Lot, who Avram is really having a discussion with Lot, because Avram sees till the end of days. So Avram says, but he doesn't know. He knows that. He says to Lot, you know, you're one day going to have the entire land. I see in you, you have the within you Mashiach's neshama. So really he's talking to him as if he was Mashiach. And he says that the whole land is before you. I'm not exactly sure if imayamin va'asmi'ila, if you're going to be to the right, then I'm going to go to the left. And if I'm going to be to the right, then you're going to go to the left, meaning on the right side and the left side of Hashem, as Mashiach and Avram Avinu are going to be positioned. And this is what he's telling to Lot, because Lot really is the forebearer of Mashiach Tzidkenu. But what does this really mean in terms of the Indian of Avram being Lot being Mashiach being on Hashem's right side, and Hashem being on Avram's right side? Bez Hashem, we're going to leave that for next week's class. Everybody should have a gewaldige chodesh, the month of Tammuz, which the Rebbe told us already has. Already had its essential, at its core, it has already been flipped over to be a Chodesh HaGeula, from it being throughout history not the best of months. It has already been flipped over. Now we just want that it should come in HaKoyach HaLapoyel and should reveal itself in all aspects, that Chodesh Tammuz should be the happiest month for the Jewish people, with the Geula Amitis Vashleima, where we merit, and that the klipa of any kind of quarrel, of any kind of riv, should be completely eliminated and eradicated. And instead, we should have a Chodesh Azel Lochem. This Chodesh, it should be Chodesh Tammuz, can be Mashiach ben Gematria, Mashiach ben David, and a full revelation of the Eberster's Malchus in this world. And then we will figure out who's going to be on the right side and who's going to be on the left side. Asimchas Oylam al Reisham forever. Everyone have a good week.